us for the news you need. 1390 WCSE Charleston.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal. Now there are three inmates still at large after that Independence Day prison escape in New Mexico. Two more of the seven escapees were captured separately this morning in Santa Fe. One of them, say police, in a garage after a resident spotted some blood.
Our state police officer gained access to the garage, followed the trail of blood to an area behind a bunch of shelving and packing, and found Schmidt hiding down in and in back of this shelving.
Schmidt is John Schmidt, who had been serving 71 years for arson, escape, and other crimes. A few hours earlier, Michael Romero was captured after a brief chase within half a mile of the governor's mansion in Santa Fe. It's not known yet if Schmidt was the man who helped Romero hold a couple hostage at their home last night. I'll have more news after this.
Oh, do the next one.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. The next one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The next one.
All right. How's that?
Oh, that's great. Now the big toe.
Feeling pampered? Maxwell House Private Collection has a coffee to match your mood. Special Reserve, one of eight coffees magnificently blended and vacuum-packed for superb freshness. Maxwell House Private Collection.
Now the other foot, Gerald.
That's going to cost you.
Private coffees for all your private moods.
Now that the weather is heating up, put on a coat. A protective coat of TruTest Weatherall House Paint. It's specially priced during anniversary paint days at True Value Hardware Stores. Weatherall comes in flat satin and gloss finishes, so it's perfect for all kinds of exterior painting. And all three finishes come in black, white, and assorted colors. Plus, TruTest Weatherall starts at just $10.98 a gallon during anniversary paint days until July 12th at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Center. Tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
The Directors Guild of America has a news conference set for this hour in Los Angeles. It's expected the Guild will announce whether it's decided to accept the producer's so-called final offer or call for a strike. There are indications the offer has been rejected and there will be a walkout, which would halt production of movies, TV feature films, and series. The world population hit 5 billion today, and the United Nations symbolically proclaimed an 8-pound newborn boy in Zagreb, Yugoslavia, as the 5 billionth inhabitant. Dr. Sharon Kemp of the Population Crisis Committee says the Earth's population has been growing too rapidly.
We got to the 5 billion point very, very fast. And in fact, at current rates, we're adding a billion people to the world's population about every 12 or 13 years.
The United Nations says the Earth's population is growing at a rate of about 150 babies per minute or 220,000 per day. The UN projects that by the year 2000, there will be 6 billion people on this Earth. And that figure will top 10 billion by the beginning of the 22nd century. A veteran talent scout, John Hammond, has died in New York at the age of 76. Hammond changed American music by discovering Billie Holiday, Bob Dylan, and Bruce Springsteen. During his career in the music industry, he also served as scout and manager for his brother-in-law, big band leader Benny Goodman. Nicaragua's leader Daniel Ortega is a big fan of the Iran-Contra hearings. Ortega's office says every day's testimony is videotaped, then key passages are quickly translated and rushed to Ortega. Parts of the hearings are also being shown on Nicaragua's state-run TV. This is ABC News.
Older, experienced drivers want an insurance agent they know and trust, and State Farm is there. When you've been driving a few years and you're into your 50s or 60s, you don't want a lot of doubt and uncertainty about your car insurance. With State Farm, you have an agent who's there to answer your questions, help with claims, and give you plenty of personal service. That's why so many drivers come to State Farm, and that's why they stay.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Bill Deal, ABC News.
CSC coastal weather for the rest of your weekend. The heat is on. Sunshine, very hot and humid this afternoon, as well as tomorrow. No more than a 20% chance of any thunderstorms. Highs rising to near 100 degrees both days, a little bit less at the beaches. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low near 75. From the CSC Weather Center, I'm Charlie Davis.
Now, here's more million-dollar music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
WCSB Charleston.
I want everybody to get up off your seat.
All-Star Time. Hi, everyone. I'm Patrick Joyce. Join Channel 4 sports director Steve Bartlestein and me as we bring you all the action of the 1987 South Atlantic League All-Star Game from College Park here in Charleston on Monday. It'll be the cream of the Salad League crop, including Jim Tatum, Carlos Baerga, and Matt Macy of the Rainbows. It starts with Sportsline at 6:08. The Salad League All-Star Game, Monday night on Charleston Sports Center.
WCSC Charleston.
Journal Report brings you the latest business news weekdays with updates throughout each day. It starts early mornings at 6:35 on 1390 CSC. News for you each hour, along with sports updates and million-dollar music. Weeknights with John Reynolds on 1390 CSC.
Win the 1987 BC Headache Powder South Carolina Country Music Trivia Contest, and we'll send you to the Caribbean. 1987 BC Country Music Trivia Question is coming up. When you have the complete answer, mail it to South Carolina Network, 1825 St. Julian Place, Columbia, South Carolina, 29204. A grand prize winner will be selected from correct entries. Hundreds of other prizes will be awarded. Here's the 1987 BC Country Music Trivia Question. What do country music stars Bill Anderson and Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith have in common? When you have the complete answer, mail it to South Carolina Network, 1825 St. Julian Place, Columbia, South Carolina, 29204. Make sure you include your phone number and an address so we can contact you if you win. The 1987 BC Country Music Trivia Contest. Good luck, and we hope to send you to the Caribbean.
And I'm home.
Hello.
Candlelight? Didn't we used to have a TV set in that corner?
I gave it the night off.
Feeling sultry? Maxwell House Private Collection has a coffee to match your mood. Vintage Amaretto, one of eight special coffees. Blends of select beans from the finer plantations. Maxwell House Private Collection. Private coffees for all your private moods.
Georgie girl,
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 Georgie girl, Tell an old brother before we fall. Tell it all.
In the middle of more million-dollar memories from
WCSC Charleston.
CSC coastal weather for the weekend. The heat index continues at very high levels today. Do be careful outdoors. Mostly sunny, very hot and humid this afternoon and tomorrow. No more than a 20% chance of any thunderstorms. Highs rising to near 100 degrees inland, a bit less at the beaches. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low of 75 degrees. From the CSC Weather Center, I'm Charlie Davis.
Of all the leading eye drops, one major brand gives you absolutely no guarantee that it will get rid of the red. Another major brand will get rid of the red, but gives you absolutely no guarantee of extra allergy relief. But 2020 eye drops not only get rid of the red, they're the only brand absolutely guaranteed to give fast, soothing relief from itchy, watery eyes caused by allergies. Just read the 2020 label and try 2020 eye drops, the all-in-one guaranteed solution.
Reliable forecasts. Check with Charleston's Weather Authority, Charlie Hall. He's here throughout the day exclusively on 1390 CSC. Middays, Monday through Saturday, for the most informative 30 minutes on Charleston Radio. It's the CSC News at Noon, live and local, on 1390 CSC.
Grandy's presents a solution next time you suddenly find yourself with a lot of extra mouths to feed. A 3-piece complete meal of Grandy's fried chicken. It's enough to feed an army. First, the chicken. It's marinated for 23 hours before cooking. Then we fry it until it's crispy and golden brown outside. And just as light, juicy, and tender as can be on the inside. Add to that mashed potatoes, gravy, rolls, and your choice of vegetable.
Wow!
So next time you have a crowd to please, get them something sure to bring a smile to their faces. A 10-piece meal of Grandy's fried chicken. At our special price, you're sure to love it too.
Yeah!
Right now, get a 10-piece Grandy's fried chicken meal for just $9.59. You'll save $1.40.
Grandy's, when you just can't wait for a home-cooked meal.
Is this Judy, 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 my adorable little sister?
Oh, Artie, I can't believe you're calling me.
No, no, no. It's Cary Grant, you silly girl. Or would you prefer... Now listen, little lady, and listen good. To me, you're still that scrawny little heifer I rescued from the anthill.
Oh, you put me on that anthill, you beast.
Oh, what's an older brother for if he can't be beastly to his little sister?
I can't believe a dirty rod like you is calling me long distance.
Hey, not a bad Betty Davis.
Oh,
there's someone down the road just waiting for a visit from you. So make the trip with Southern Bell Long Distance. It means so much and costs so little. In fact, during the evening, a 10-minute call within 70 miles costs about half the price of a movie ticket.
Warren! It just takes my breath away talking to so many famous people.
Frankly, my dear, you never could do Scarlett.
Thanks.
Southern Bell, a Bell South company.
You need 1390 WCSE Charleston.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal. It's been turned down. The Directors Guild Board has rejected what had been termed the final offer from producers, although no strike has yet been called. We asked ABC's Jane Platt in Los Angeles what's going to happen now in the dispute.
There are no further negotiations scheduled at this point. Basically, the Guild, through President Gil Cates, is saying if the producers have something to say at this point, they are willing to listen.
A strike by the Directors Guild would halt production of movies, TV feature films, and series. A major issue in the negotiations has been producer proposals that would require directors to accept a rollback in residuals, payments for repeated showings of programs on cable TV, or those sold in network syndication. I'll have more news after this.
Leave it to the good hands people.
I own a condo in the city.
Leave it to the good hands people.
I rent a flat, but it's really pretty.
I've got a cozy little townhouse.
I'm in a high rise. What a view.
We've got one house in the suburbs and a lakeside cottage too.
Leave it to the good hands people. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Whether you own or rent, Allstate can help protect almost anything you call home and almost everything in it. Right now, you can get solid, sensible Allstate insurance for less than you might think. See an Allstate agent at Sears or one of our new neighborhood offices near your home, whatever that home might be.
Our mobile home,
my studio,
my rehab loft,
our bungalow. Give it to the good hands people.
Allstate Insurance Company, a member of the Sears Financial Network.
Police in New Mexico today nabbed two more of those seven prison escapees. That leaves three that are still at large. One of those captured early this morning was picked up within half a mile of the governor's mansion. Another was discovered hiding in a garage in Santa Fe. Don Cavanis of the New Mexico State Penitentiary says life on the lam was no fun for these escapees.
They obviously have not been having a good time while they have been out. Hungry, ready to eat, needing water.
The seven prisoners, two of them serving time for murder, broke out on Independence Day using a gun that had been smuggled in. A resident of a retirement home in Elgin, Illinois, went berserk today, attacking some other residents with a meat cleaver. One person was killed, two others were injured. Charged in the killing is 76-year-old Thomas Falson. Police say at the moment there's no indication of his motive. A University of California researcher says his studies show that people with negative personalities are especially vulnerable to heart disease, asthma, and rheumatoid arthritis. Psychologist Howard Friedman says it's because the emotions of such people interfere with immune system function. Friedman says people with disease-prone personalities tend to be more anxious in stressful situations than other people and hold on to anxiety for longer periods. Ralph the Lobster is dead. Ralph, one of the biggest lobsters ever caught, died in a freak mishap that happened while the 30-pound crustacean was being weighed at the New England Aquarium in Boston. During the procedure, Ralph fell to the ground and his shell was cracked beyond repair. No word yet whether Ralph will be cremated, buried, or boiled. This is ABC News.
Oh, what a meal.
Hamburger helper lasagna.
For your family.
Authentic Italian taste.
Hearty robusto, but not too spicy, eh?
Hamburger helper lasagna turns your plain hamburger into a delicious Italian meal with authentic Italian taste. Curly Italian noodles, rich tomato sauce, and a better blend of spices.
Hamburger helper
lasagna.
Helper hamburger helper.
Great meal.
I'm Bill Deal, ABC News.
It'll be hard to keep your cool this weekend. CSC coastal weather, sunshine, very hot and humid this afternoon and tomorrow. No more than a 20% chance of late afternoon thunderstorms both days. Highs near 100 inland, a little bit less at the beaches. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, your low near 75. Be careful in the heat. From the CSC Weather Center, I'm Charlie Davis.
Now more of the songs you remember from the times you'll never forget.
WCSC Charleston.
I'm Chris Eric Stevens, your host on The Spirit of Summer. Join us this weekend for the greatest summer hits of all time. We'll also recall events from golden summers past and give you inside tips to maximize your summertime fun. Join me for the greatest summertime radio special of your life right here.
Sizzling summer, the spirit of summer.
The Spirit of Summer, Sunday mornings at 11 here on 1390 CSC.
Sports Center brings you Sports Talk live from Columbia, weeknights following Patrick Joyce here on 1390 CSC. morning right through midday to late afternoon and night. It's all here, the latest news, sports, and weather on Charleston's information station, 1390 CSC.
So, how'd it go last night?
She said she wants a commitment.
Uh-oh, the C word.
Hey, listen, I can still fix you up with my sister.
Hey, come on, this is serious. Look, the man's even started drinking Canada Dry ginger ale. I like ginger ale.
So, what's the bachelor gonna do, huh?
I don't know. I really like this girl.
Like?
What's like?
I mean, you know, I think I... No. If he says love, I think I'm gonna...
No, really. I'm 30 years old. It's time. Besides...
Yeah?
She's a lot prettier than you guys.
The more refreshing taste, the more distinctive character of Canada Dry Ginger Ale. Regular or diet, for when your tastes grow up.
Come on, everyone. Get on top of it with Northside Nissan. It's your chance to win like never before. Thousands of dollars worth of free prizes, plus our grand prize, an all-expense-paid trip to the fabulous island of Hawaii, and $500 cash. It's the biggest, zaniest, most exciting giveaway event ever. So stop by Northside Nissan today and register to win. Then listen to 1390 CSC for our weekly winners. Don't miss out. You can be a Northside Nissan winner. Grand prize drawing is Saturday, August the 8th. So hurry to Northside Nissan on Rivers Avenue and get on top of it today. Northside Nissan, 7131 Rivers Avenue, just south of Ashley Phosphate Road.
Al Jarreau for AT&T Long Distance.
Reach out. It's an easy thing to do. You can make it happen. With just a word or two, you don't need a reason to make somebody's day. All you do is reach out and touch someone.
And whispers so sweet and clear, and it feels like they're right here with me. I find that wonderful.
All you do is reach out, and touch someone.
When the love comes right through, that's AT&T, the right choice.
Hear me talking now.